Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Say a Merry Christmas to one and all. And it is a good Christmas morning to you and how you be. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the glass, Dove Kramer and Debbie Schechter. They on the other side of the glass and no from the 1-877-337-6666. The number to call, a 4.5 hour Christmas schmooze, right up until the Giants pregame at 2:30. Someday, when I'm dreaming, deep in thought of my radio days, what I will remember are things we said today. A little nod to the Fab Four, because today is a special day, being Christmas Day. It's a blue Monday wearing a red suit with a long white beard. A special day for sure, a birthday, a holiday, a day of love and hope and faith, a day with family, a day of joy, of happiness, a day you hope with peace, leaving hate out of your head and heart, leaving it far away from your Christmas tree, leaving it far away from your Christmas stockings, and leaving it far away from Santa himself. So, after 34 years, retirement. But how do you retire from talking? And how do you retire from listening? And how do you retire from being a fan on the fan or not? Tommy DeVito, he sits a cutlet above, a slice of stardom for him, sitting on cloud nine on a team not so fine. The Jets season ended four snaps in. And be careful, next year you may develop the willies with a 40-year-old coming off the Achilles. Steve Cash Cow Cohen, he's going to pay over $100 million in luxury tax for finishing fourth. And nobody this winter thinks the team right now is headed north. For the New York Yankees right now, they hope Soto and Verdugo meet Ohtani and Yamamoto in the Fall Classic. But right now, not so automatic. So, how merry a Christmas is it for the Fab Four franchises with the Jets and the Giants, with the Metropolitans and the New York Yankees? It's not so much Happy New Year, since these four fractured franchises often hear more, wait until next year.
At this festive time of the year, it is surely desirable that we make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We're going to be competitive.
And he flies one out to left. Back goes Sosa. In comes Wilson. Sosa's got it. And the Mets 2023 season comes to a close. And with it, the managerial tenure of Buck Showalter.
When you're in the middle of a big free agent pursuit, every club's going to meet.
Breaking news, Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to the LA Dodgers.
Christmas, sir, is a humbug. Good day.
It's the happiest season of all.
And
And a disappointing season in 2023 for the Yankees. One labeled a disaster by GM Brian Cashman. It ends.
It was awful. I mean, we accomplished nothing. We didn't win a division, didn't make it to the playoffs, didn't win a series in the playoffs, much less a championship.
Obviously, it's a player of interest, and we'll compete for him and see where that takes us. And it'll be enough or it won't be enough.
Yamamoto to the Dodgers. The rich get richer. Your reaction?
Humbug!
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm focused on being the best quarterback for this team that I can be and doing everything I can to win games.
This was an eye-opener for the Giants as the Dallas Cowboys come into MetLife Stadium and beat the Giants by a final score of 40-0.
Jones back to throw, sacked immediately. Daniel Jones is shaken up on that one.
When you can't protect your quarterback, eventually this happens.
If they would rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
This is a happy day for the organization here and especially for the Jets fans all over. Aaron is a tremendous player, and he makes everybody around him better. We are delighted and happy. We couldn't be happier to have him as a New York Jet.
Here comes Leonard Floyd for the sack. He didn't let Rodgers get away that time.
And Rodgers gets up with a little bit of a limp, kind of favoring that left leg, it looked like. So now Rodgers going to go to the ground. He's now laying on his back on the field. Now he sits up on his butt, and he is injured here.
In a perfect situation, we win a championship next year, and he walks off in the sunlight, you know, but that's a whole nother discussion for the offseason.
Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
So, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
The terrific Paul R. Zuman, he can take an idea and make radio magic with the production. So, retirement. And I mentioned earlier already, how do you retire from listening? And over those 34 years, Whistling in the Dark, and by the way, when I got the word to work today as a part-time part-timer, I thought 10 to 2:30 was going to be in the evening, but no, here we are in the daylight. But again, retirement after 34 years, and again, 34 years of Whistling in the Dark, we listened to some very special callers who were there with me here. Frank Petrosino, Anthony Sinque, Jerome from Manhattan, Doris from Rego Park, Dominic from the Hunts Point Market in the Bronx, Stephanie from Manhattan, Miriam from Valley Stream, Herb from Connecticut, Martin and his cat from Flushing, Vinny from Queens, Joe from Staten Island, Joe from Saddle River, Tony Roberts from Broadway, Stephen Wright, the comedian from Boston, Bruno Kirby from Hell's Kitchen, Clemenza in The Godfather, Joan Rivers from Manhattan, Chris Palminteri from his Tale in the Bronx, Charles Grodin, Joe Ganascoli, and Steve Sharippa from The Sopranos, and of course, Jerry from Queens. Last seen in Israel, meeting of the families of the remaining hostages. And so many calls of those wearing blue collars, worn by butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. And then we will never forget Stu from the Jersey Shore.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Now, with apologies to Clement Moore, and he wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas in 1823, I want to read what Stu from the Jersey Shore authored. And he did this over so many Christmas Eves and Christmas Days. So, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and through City Field, planes were flying to Japan, but our lips were sealed. The lineups were shown by the scoreboard with care, in the hopes that Yamamoto would soon be there. Mr. and Mrs. Met, all snug in their beds, and visions of sushi danced in their heads. In our Friday black pajamas and blown-up salary cap, we all settled down for a long winter nap. When out of the mound there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my suite to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. What I saw was snowflakes looking like ash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear, Uncle Stevie Cohen in sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With David Stearns close by flashing a new trick, Steve was ready to sign a contract with old Saint Nick. More rapid than McNeil's blue Bronco, their coursers they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Oh, Mendoza, on Lindor, and Nimmo, let's go. Alvarez, Senga, and Pete Alonso. From the Coca-Cola corner at the right field wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the owner's box, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of contracts and injured lists too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, into the suite came Cohen with a bound. He was dressed business casual from his head to his foot, and his Mets cap and shoes were all tarnished with soot. He was fumbling with Twitter on an old Mac and had lots of contracts in his red sack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples so merry, his stare so different and not so ordinary. He had a broad face and not much of a belly. He was eating a bagel from his favorite deli. He just hired Stearns as the top elf and left Epler's ID on top of the shelf. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, he didn't care at all that they were still in the red. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and wrote some new contracts, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the press box he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Stevie, Christmas to all, and to all a good night." With apologies on Christmas Day, reading from like what already? From last night. But nonetheless, Stu from the Jersey Shore puts in that kind of work and that kind of poetry. We are definitely going to have it on this Christmas Day.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.